I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. You know, today I'm thinking about the idea of spending time in thought. And you know, what does that mean? And we were going to title this like silent time. We were going to call it bathroom time. Because the truth of the matter is, so many of us avoid any time of being still and thinking and just listening. And I know that you've heard this before. People are like, silence is important. Spend time in silence. And we say it, and we say it, and we say it. But the truth of the matter is, I have not gone to the toilet without my phone in years. I even take the phone into the shower, and I prop it up behind the shampoo bottle so it doesn't get too wet, and I listen to podcasts. And sometimes they're wonderful, prayerful podcasts, and I pray in there. The truth is, though, what happened to the time when I was just allowing myself to hear God? And you know, there's this thing called FOMO, fear of missing out. But what about fear of missing out on God? What are we missing by filling up all of these moments, ordinary moments? A friend of mine said she has not brushed her teeth without listening to a podcast in months. So what about that?
You know, the biggest convicting moment would be if God would just take the average person who's on the phone all the time and show them all the things they missed out on because their head was in their phone, right? To create the right FOMO. Wow. Just imagine this. The young man at a coffee shop looking at his phone, his future wife walked right past him and he didn't look up and she was trying to make eye contact. She walked right by. The person to serve, the idea you could have had had you been disciplined enough to have a little quiet in the shower, really, and just be thinking about life as you got ready for the day. But I think we miss it all because we're just bad at being bored. I mean, it requires, we've lost the ability to just stand there in a line at the grocery store and just not do anything. And I think to push through to that new place where I think God's calling us to go and not be obsessed with our phones and passing news and scrolling is we have to develop the virtue of being bored again, if that could be called a virtue.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that people will say to me, go for a walk. Just go for a walk to clear your brain. And I will tell you, when anybody says that to me, I always resist. And I always think, because the first 10 steps of that walk, I feel are like I'm kind of afraid, like, oh, what's going to come next? And then by the end of the walk, it's just like when we exercise and most importantly, when we pray, we never say, gosh, I wish I hadn't done that. But the idea of committing to silence, to time and thought, just the beginning is hard. So let's pray to overcome that, Chris.
Yeah, Lord, help us. Give us the grace to discipline ourselves with our phone use and with all the things we distract ourselves with so we could create space for silence, which creates space for you and the ways that you want to move in our lives today. Help us not to miss out on those moments of grace that you place right under our noses. Amen.
Amen.